You're listening to SBS News.
As Latin America emerges as the latest coronavirus hotspot, the World Health Organization is reporting the largest daily rise in global cases since the pandemic began. It says 106,000 new infections have been recorded around the world, taking the global total to more than 4.9 million, and has expressed concerns about the spread of the virus in poorer nations. Brazil's COVID-19 outbreak has grown significantly in recent days, reaching at least 291,000 confirmed cases. But a lack of testing suggests the true figure is much higher. Almost 19,000 people have died in the country so far, with more than 1,000 fatalities now being reported each day, and fears its hospitals will soon be overwhelmed. The Brazilian government is recommending its citizens start taking anti-malaria drugs chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine if they develop symptoms of COVID-19. But head of the WHO's emergencies program, Dr. Mike Ryan, continues to warn against its use outside a clinical trial or hospital setting.
At this stage, hydroxychloroquine, norchloroquine have been as yet found to be effective in the treatment of COVID-19 or in the prophylaxis against coming down with the disease. In fact, the opposite in that warnings have been issued by many authorities regarding the potential side effects of the drug.
The mayor of the largest city in the Amazon rainforest says if Brazil's right-wing government continues to fail to protect vulnerable tribes from the pandemic, it will be responsible for a genocide. So far, 25 indigenous people have died in the Amazon as the outbreak slowly penetrates remote villages. At least 100 have been killed by the virus in urban areas. Manaus Mayor Artur Virgilio Neto has described the deaths in his region as a crime against humanity, demanding the Brazilian government show leadership in protecting indigenous people from COVID-19.
Eu temo genocídio.
I fear genocide, and I wanted to denounce this whole thing to the whole world. We have here a government that does not care about the lives of the Indians. We have here a government that does not care, that does not care, that is not concerned with the lives of the Indians. We have a government here that does not value this culture, that thinks about other things, thinks about authoritarianism, thinks about other things, but does not think about the Indians.
As Spain records its third day in a row with fewer than 100 deaths, its government is making the wearing of face masks compulsory both indoors and outdoors if social distancing can't take place. Only children under the age of 6 and people with health issues will be exempt, with the law coming into force tomorrow. Over in Greece, the tourist season will start next month, with hotels reopening and international charter flights resuming in July. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis says the move has been made possible by the country managing to restrict the spread of the virus.
The tourist season begins on June 15, the date from which seasonal hotels can open. And from July 1, direct international flights to our tourist destinations will gradually start. Our visitors will undergo sample tests, and our general health protocols will be observed without, however, overshadowing our bright sun or the natural beauty of Greece.
Britain isn't faring quite as well as its continental counterparts, recording another 2,400 coronavirus cases and 363 deaths. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the country will soon be better equipped to tackle its outbreak, promising a COVID-19 test, track and tracing system will be in place by the 1st of June.
Already, we've recruited 24,000 trackers, and by the 1st of June, we will have 25,000. They will be capable of tracking the contacts of 10,000 new cases a day. So we're making vast progress in testing and tracing, and I have great confidence that by June the 1st we will have a system that will enable us, or will help us very greatly to defeat this disease and move the country forward.
Meanwhile, United States President Donald Trump has again lashed out at China on Twitter, claiming it's responsible for mass worldwide killing because of what he calls its incompetent response to the COVID-19 outbreak. It comes as he considers holding an in-person group of seven leaders meeting near Washington, after earlier cancelling the gathering due to the pandemic. The US remains the country in the world most affected by COVID-19, with at least 93,000 deaths and more than 1.5 million cases. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.